The gospel today of the cleansing of the temple is another good example of, once I heard somebody say, you know, if you try to sort of outsmart Jesus, just get ready for him to turn the tables on you, okay? It's not ever really a good plan to try to do that. And that's what the people today who were questioning Jesus ran into. They said, when he said, destroy this temple and in 3 days I will raise it up, they're going, what are you talking about? This temple, it's been built for 46 years. This is the great temple of Herod the Great that was apparently one of the great marvels of the world, really. Although it didn't stand for very long. The Romans destroyed it when they destroyed the city of Jerusalem during the great Jewish uprising in the year 70 AD. So it didn't really stand very long, but apparently it was quite a remarkable building. But Jesus shifts what he's talking about. He's cleansed the temple, and that's what they're talking about. Like, what is your authority for doing this? And he says, well, destroy this temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days. And then they go, what are you talking about? You know, these 46 years, this temple's been being built. But he was talking about the temple of his own body. He took and applied what he had been talking about this external building, and then turned it in to talk about the temple of his own body. And I was reflecting on that in terms of our own church and in our own lives. Yesterday, we kind of had a wonderful cleansing of our temple here at St. Rose yesterday. A large number, actually, of members of our Hispanic community came in and did this great cleaning for a couple hours yesterday afternoon, a whole bunch of people, and I hope you noticed how clean everything is. It was really a joy to see that. But even more important than that, and more significant than that, yesterday morning we had a rehearsal for confirmation, which will be taking place this afternoon for our 100-plus candidates for confirmation. It's at the Catholic Center in Nashville because there's not a place big enough here to do it. All of the confirmations are being held there this year because of the space requirements. But so afterwards, we offered the candidates for confirmation and their sponsors and whoever else was here a chance for confession. Well, I tell you what, Father Garcia Mendoza and Father Edwin and I were here for hours hearing confessions. It was wonderful. I never really dreamed that people would take us up, and that was great because they were sort of applying to themselves what was, it's not just this building that we want to be ready and prepared, it's really the temple of our own souls that we want to have prepared. As Jesus was talking about, the temple of his body being raised up. You know, St. Paul says that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Our own flesh and blood are temples of the Holy Spirit. And so I think it'd be a great opportunity here, especially in this season of Lent, to reflect on what is the condition of that temple. Does it need some cleansing? Does it need some purifying? Is there buying and selling going on? Like, you know, Jesus had to drive those people out of the temple. Or are there, like the people here, cleaning up? It was amazing to me how much dirt they found yesterday here in the street. It looked pretty clean to me before they started, but it really wasn't once you saw how much it was cleaned. And had the windows been washed? Are there cobwebs hiding places? Maybe even worse, have there been things that have been defaced or allowed to kind of fall into ruin? And that's a good opportunity to do a good examination of conscience. Sometimes back in the days when we used to drop in on people, I guess we don't really do that right so much right now. Maybe we're starting to get back into that. I hope so. People would say, oh, if I'd known you were coming, I would have, you know, cleaned up or baked a cake or, you know, whatever it is, you know? And that's the way it should be with our souls. But the thing is, we know Jesus is coming. We know that he's coming. Like, for example, at this Mass, He is coming. He is coming. And so we really should do an examination of, are we ready? Are our souls ready to welcome him? Are our souls at all times actually a place where he is welcome and we are ready to receive him? Or have we let things get kind of junked up, you know? Have we let, you know, like, for example, in our world today, I think there's a whole lot of anger out there. What do you think? Yes, yeah. Is some of that in my soul? I know it's in mine because it comes popping out a lot of times when I really don't want it to, you know? Where did that come from? Well, it must have been in there, you know? I need to clean it out. What about all that juicy gossip or judgment of other people, you know? What about impurities? You know, we live in basically a pornographic world. You have to be pretty careful to keep that stuff out, you know? What about, you know, like, it almost be like somebody coming in and spray painting graffiti here in the church, you know, like the way people use, like, God's name in vain. We allow that sort of defacement, you know, to happen if we're not careful. And so it's all time to do that examination, to look at our souls. Are they ready to receive him? Are we ready for him to stay with us? You know, as the disciples on the road to Emmaus said, stay with us, Lord. Stay with us, Lord. Because he wants to. He wants to be worshiped in spirit and truth within our bodies and our souls. It says in the gospel, at the end of the gospel today, Jesus did not need anyone to testify to him about human nature. He himself understood it well. And we need to understand well our own human nature, our own tendency to rationalize and justify things that really aren't justifiable, to tell you the truth. And what do we do about those things? Well, we have the gift of the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. That same thing that, like so many of our candidates for confirmation, took the opportunity to get their souls ready to receive this wonderful gift, this wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit, this gift of grace of this sacrament yesterday. They were getting themselves ready through that sacrament. That is the way to come in and do one of those heavy-duty cleanings, you know, to get all that stuff out. And the Lord comes and he does the work. We just have to invite him in. We have to say, Lord, look at this mess I've made. And he said, don't worry about it. I'll clean it up. I'll take it away from you. Isn't it one of the best things in the world, going out of confession? Does anything feel better than going out of confession? I don't think so, you know? But to go out of confession, you've got to go in, right? And sometimes that takes a little guts or a little preparation or this or that to get over that rationalization and that sort of thing. To go in, look at the state of our souls, say, yeah, there is some cleaning in there that needs to be done. It really isn't ready to receive the Lord right now. And so come and make it that way and then keep it that way in the grace of God. You know, it's a beautiful thing here in our church. You know, sometimes we have these big cleanings, but you know, day to day, every day, there are people in here, in and out, doing things to keep this temple beautiful and worthy for the worship of God. And that's what we need to do as well, every day. Every night before you go to bed, you should do an examination of conscience and say, Lord, I'm sorry for the things that were unworthy of you that I said or did or listened to or whatever today. And tomorrow, with your grace, I will do better. So let us cleanse those temples that are really the ones that are most precious to the Lord. The temples of our own souls, our own body, so that we might glorify God in our thoughts, our words, our actions, our deeds, in everything.